SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, final votes being lodged for the Northern Territory election, a suspect on the run after a mass stabbing in Germany, and in sport, Ange Postecoglou hoping for a good performance in Tottenham's first Premier League home game of the season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Graw. An investigation is underway after a man died in a park in the Sydney suburb of Auburn earlier this morning. It's understood emergency services personnel found the man unconscious and that he died despite police performing CPR. Acting Superintendent Mitchell Newton says he had an injury to the back of his head, but he says it's too early to say how that might have happened.
There's a number of inquiries we're going down. We're treating it as suspicious. It may be a case of misadventure. We haven't been able to determine that at this point in time, but we're certainly treating it as suspicious until we can prove otherwise.
A man suspected of a fatal mass stabbing at a festival in Germany remains at large this afternoon. Police in Germany are searching for the man who's on the run after stabbing seven people, killing three of them, during a festival to mark the city of Solingen's 650th anniversary. 40 tactical vehicles have been deployed in the search, operated by members of the Special Task Forces. Interior Minister for the State of North Rhine-Westphalia, Herbert Ruhl, says it was a targeted attack on human life, but has declined to speculate on the motive. He says his thoughts are with the victims.
That's really horrific what has happened. And even if you keep thinking about the dangerous situation we live in, something like that really knocks you out. And at the moment, my thoughts and feelings are with the victims, with the family members, with the relatives of the injured. And all we can do now is pray that those who are seriously injured will get through this.
The countdown to the close of polls in the Northern Territory election has begun, with some experts predicting a tight race. Territory electorates consist of just over 6,000 voters, often making margins in the 25 seats extremely close. People appear to be voting across a few key issues, including environment, crime, and the cost of living. This voter, Brett Rawlings from the electorate of Wongaree, says he's found the election campaign to be a frustrating exercise and that whoever triumphs needs to earn their place.
No one's talking about policies, it's just promises and then slagging off the other side and things like that. So, look, I think the CLP will get in. But I just hope they remember when they're celebrating tonight that 8 years ago they were nearly wiped out because of the terrible behaviour and the dodgy behaviour that the government did last time.
Thousands of illegal mini jellycarps have been destroyed after a sting operation in Western Sydney. New South Wales Fair Trading authorities found the potentially deadly products at three businesses during snap inspections. The organisation had been tipped off by the ACCC about two suppliers in Wetherill Park and Wentworth Point. The government outlawed the items in 2004 following the death of a three-year-old boy in New South Wales and the near choking of a two-year-old in Queensland. It's feared that Australia could face further pushback from Pacific nations for its deportations policy amid a growth in gangs in Tonga and on the eve of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's arrival on the island for a regional leaders' meeting. He's already faced pressure over the policy in his recent meeting with New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Luxon. Police in Tonga say they've just arrested 17 people as part of an international investigation into the drug trade, while New Zealand media has reported the Comanchero bikie gang has established itself there. Tonga Police Commissioner Shane McClellan has told TVNZ they have identified one of the gang members as Tongan-born man Enisa Tomafulau, who moved to Australia in 1989 but was deported in October 2022. The US space agency NASA has unveiled a key piece of its space launch system that it's hoped will power a manned crew to the moon for the first time in 50 years. The 27-foot-tall cone-shaped launch vehicle space adapter is designed to protect the engines that will help propel the Artemis II in a lunar test flight. NASA hopes the test will pave the way for Hamik Koch to be the first woman to land on the moon in the next mission, Artemis III. Engineer Lauren Fisher says her team is excited to have been part of the history-making project.
It hits me over and over again in waves. It's just like, this is happening. Like, I have hands on this. I've seen it. You know, it's something that, you know, I always hoped we would go back to the moon. Did not think I would be this, you know, a part of a team that's this influential in making that happen.
To sport and in football news, Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou says he wants his team to get a good result in front of their home crowd in their first game of the season for the English Premier League. The Australian manager has expressed his confidence that his players have adapted to his plans and will soon be able to show that on the pitch.
You want to start off with a good performance, and like I said, the first game at home, and yeah, we had a good performance last week, but yeah, we've got to turn a good performance also into a victory.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.